This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours. Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, coasting through Thursday here on 96.5 The Fan. It is Fesco and Dusty and Mac with you. Dusty always says at the end of the show, do nice things for people. Mm-hmm. And I want to share a story of some nice things that were done for us yesterday.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
And I think it's pretty good to share when people actually do something nice, because a lot of the times it's very rare. My wife left her ear pods at the hotel in New Orleans, right?
Yep,
and
I remember that.
She left the room 9:45 to get into the Uber to get back to the airport at 10 o'clock with us. And at 10:15, she called the hotel and said, oh, my God, I left my my ear pods there. And they said, what room? Told her, oh, they're not there. There's nothing we can do. Well, the fact of the matter is my wife could ping her ear pods and find out where they were. And she found the address of where they were sitting. Happened to be somebody that worked at the hotel. Ipso facto, after hours of having conversations, the Hilton Riverside down in New Orleans sent her a $250 Apple gift card to replace those headphones. And I mean, they were wonderful down there. And so you got to give
fantastic.
A tip. Yeah, I mean, you got to give a tip of the cap,
seriously,
because it would have been really easy to say, sorry, there's nothing we can do.
Yep.
And they probably would have done that about 10 years ago if you left something. But now the fact that you can ping these things and find out exactly where they are and send the address, well, you had no choice but to say. And the maid claimed she thought they were hers, you know. She had a pair very similar to that. She thought they were hers that were sitting there and whatnot. And so the Hilton Riverside down in New Orleans, thank you very much for being nice and doing the right thing.
That's great.
It would have been really easy to say, sorry, there's nothing we can do about it. Your fault, which it would have been for leaving them, right? That's on you for leaving them. But they handled that situation beautifully. And so it's really cool to actually get somebody in customer service that cares about the customer.
Yeah.
And so, like, I was excited about this yesterday, that they actually they did the right thing and they took care of it. And had she left them and they were thrown away, fine, whatever. But the fact that they were sitting at the lady's apartment complex and she knew exactly where they were, could send the screenshots and all that kind of stuff. They're like, yeah, there's nothing we can do here. Here's $250 for a new pair.
It just sucks because, like, now that person has headphones and probably still has a job and didn't have to pay for the gift card.
Yeah, and then you have that, too.
So
I deducted from her check.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I'd definitely just fire.
Yeah,
I mean,
you're stealing.
One is I mean, you're very friendly with somebody who just fired someone for stealing from their job.
Yeah, right,
sorry.
Yeah.
Like, I know we were probably friends. It was 6 years. Like, true story, at one of my jobs, we had a bartender who was, like, so well trusted from our general manager that he would just give her the keys to, like, do her stuff that she needed to do her checkout and all that. And then we found out that she was using those keys to discount people's meals and then use their gift cards and then closing out with cash. And that was a girl that was like, had been at that establishment for like 8-9 years.
Doesn't matter if you're a thief.
And it was more like on the GM. He's like, I now can no longer trust anyone that works here.
Damn.
One person.
Ruins it for everybody.
Everybody.
Yeah.
So, like, you cut. Your price is way too high. You need to cut it. Great song. I had a boomer take last night. College basketball is way too long.
Love it.
And I don't know if that's a boomer take.
Oh, that's been my take for a long time.
Okay, so it's a boomer take.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
But I had this before.
I'm just going by ages.
Yeah, no, I don't know that I'm in the boomer generation, but
Yeah, I think it's like 60s.
Yeah, it's like my parents, you know. But no, I think it, you're right about that. Men's college basketball sucks. Yeah. And the last two, I can't watch it because the last 2 minutes are unwatchable. It's been that way for years now. And everybody else's quarters.
Right. Well, I was watching the SEC Network last night because Mizzou played at 8.
Yeah, exactly.
Right.
Another thing with basketball.
8:21
Exactly.
Is when coverage started on the SEC Network.
It's been this way for years. Like when KU would play Big Monday and games would start at like 8:20 and you'd miss the
Plus.
Yeah. But even like back in the day, there wasn't that. Like
no, it's just a bottom scroll.
Scroll or a little box in the bottom because some Big East game went long and everybody's in a foul fest in a 13-point game with 37 seconds left.
And what's terrible is that like now the trendy thing to do in college sports, which maybe it's in the NBA too, I think it is. Is that when you're up 3, you foul.
Mm-hmm.
So then they go shoot 2 free throws. Guess what? They make them both. They then foul again. Yep. You shoot free throws, then you foul.
So bad.
They shoot. That's with like 40 seconds left.
It's awful.
I was an old man pissed off last night in a robe and in house slippers sipping, going, this is just too long.
Lasted a day, huh?
Man, 2 days. 2 days. And I was like, who in the world is going to go to SEC N Plus, let alone who's got SEC Network Plus? Like, diehards in the
SEC?
Where
do you even find the SEC Network these days?
Channel like, 383.
I think it's, I mean, I've come across it before, but how many people have that? Because don't you actually have to have cable or something to have the SEC Network? Like, I don't know if it streams because I don't really care. It's not something I'm looking for at any time. But, no, I'm with you, man. Like, think about back in the day when Josh used to do postgame for KU, and there'd be, like, 2 minutes left, and it's, like, you know, 7:30, and then the game ends at 9. You know, like, it's just dramatically long. It's terrible. I don't know why men's college basketball doesn't change their ways.
Gotta change.
I mean, the NBA has quarters, and they're talking about eliminating 2 minutes in each quarter to move the game along.
Women's college basketball
has quarters, and it's so much better because the fouls reset after each quarter. International basketball. Yes. And that's why watching the Olympics was so great, because it was 10-minute quarters, and it moved, and it was done, and it was fun.
James Naismith is rolling in his grave that we have not changed the rule. It's like the founding fathers. They're like, wait a minute. You haven't edited the Constitution?
Yeah.
No.
I mean, this was
done. We wrote that in 1775.
You got to evolve. Yeah. No, it's true. Like, evolve. But for whatever reason.
Of course we said that. There weren't cars.
I mean, men's college basketball refuses.
Brutal.
And it is the worst thing. And it's a big reason. Yeah. Like, it's one of the things for me that started to knock me out of enjoying college basketball. Like, I can't watch the end of these games anymore. They're absolutely dog crap. And I don't know why they continue to do this, because I don't think your take is unique or my take on it. I think most college basketball fans would tell you it's ass and it's just an unwatchable product for most of it.
Well, I just felt like an old man last night.
Well,
like,
I mean, because
games are too long. Well, see,
the games are too long because they make them 10. Too long. Yeah. They make them too long. They force you to sit there and watch this stuff at the end.
And God forbid it's a 1-point game with a minute left.
Oh yeah, you're screwed.
That's 25 minutes.
Oh, it's an hour at best. But
anyways,
my old man take and old boomer sports take is me. The 3-point line in college basketball needs to go, because the guys, they're not good. They're not good shooters at all. And all they do is launch three after three. The game sucks. College basketball is absolutely pathetic to watch. It's a bunch of tall dudes taking 3-point shots that can't shoot. It is absolutely disgusting. It is like the worst sport on earth for me.
Have you watched Cooper Flagg yet?
No.
He might change your opinion on basketball.
That's one guy, though.
That's what Zion Williamson did to a lot of people in college basketball.
I watched him in play for Duke. He blew out his shoe, and I never saw him again,
I watched John Wall at Kentucky because it was one guy. I mean, that's what college basketball is, though. It was one girl.
Yeah.
It was Caitlin Clark.
You watched. Yeah, you watched. Yeah.
Cooper Flagg is absolutely starting to make that sort of jump.
Is he going to the NBA next year then?
Yeah. Yeah.
Unless Duke pays him, you know.
Basketball, you make a ton of money. He'll be the number one overall pick.
Yeah. Well, good. Good for him. Yeah. I mean, congratulations.
But he might give you some sort of, like, if Duke's on big money, like they were on last night, he had a high riser dunk that was insane, dude. And he's scoring like 26 a night and putting up like 26 and 10.
But you got to watch this, like Hunter Mickelson over at KU blast 3-point shots and then not kick people.
He's just not good
right now. He's he's like the Dan Hurley of players. You know,
he wishes.
Yeah, I mean, he's the Dan Hurley of players. You know, you do a lot of talking and not a lot of playing. They would like Dan Hurley's actually.
Somebody
won.
Says on the text line, did you guys realize college men's basketball is the only group that still has a 1-1 free throw?
Yeah.
Oh, is no, it really?
Yeah. The, yeah, one the only and one with
bonus. 1-1. Yes. 1-1.
Is it really?
Until you get three more fouls and really learn your lesson.
No, hang on a second. I'm trying to think. Like, I think middle school does a 1-1 bonus.
Do they?
My comparison is college basketball is doing what middle school basketball is doing.
Woofta.
That's rough.
Like I didn't know that it was 1-1. I thought everybody, you know, kind of did that 1-1.
No bonus, like, double bonus. That's double bonus, college.
That's all college.
Gen Z plans to spend the most for Valentine's Day. That's a headline on the news. Anyways, Mac, what's your boomer take?
I don't know if this is boomer either.
Valentine's Day is overrated.
well, it is.
12 teams in NFL playoffs is better. So is 16 games.
Oh, you want less?
Yes.
You're not going to get it. You're going to get 18, and you're going to get 16 probably.
Yeah. In fact, this will be Super Bowl week in about 2 years.
Yeah, in 2 years. That's exactly right. Yeah, it is, and that's what's going to happen. It's going
You'll have
to 18.
Valentine's Day, then the Super Bowl.
Right.
The pendulum will swing too far. They will overcorrect too much, and they'll have to come back.
You think that's what's going to happen?
There will be a day. Or the NFL becomes stale.
Well,
I don't know if we'll be
alive.
I'll
tell you when it is. I know exactly when it's going to be. It's going to be when they take the games off of network television.
Yep. And we're getting closer and closer.
Yeah.
And that's in the next 20 years.
Yeah.
And once they do that, that's the golden goose right there. That's why the NFL is popular. Because if you're a Chiefs fan in Kansas City, if you have a television, you don't have to spend any money to consume your team's game. They are all over the air free games. Once they get away from that, they're bred. Look at baseball. Look at basketball. Look at all these things with this streaming stuff. Like, the NFL needs to be watching this right now and realizing the reason they are popular is because they're giving the product to their fans. And the minute they take that away, it's going to be over for the NFL.
Yeah, you're not invincible.
Yep. You're not.
Nope. From the 913, the same number. Nope. They don't even do 1-1 in their middle schools.
Wow.
No. Okay.
And then from the 620, middle school is two free throws, and that's only at five team fouls.
Yeah.
And it's two free throws.
That's right. I know, but I'm just trying to think.
You need to get your ass back in the gym.
Yeah. I need to pay more attention to the middle school basketball.
Seriously,
so,
Bob.
I mean, my God, but college basketball, reset yourself, man. We've been talking about this for years. Like, reset yourself, man.
Holy
Change
cow.
Your game.